Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
We've done some poems on VTE, venous thromboembolism, over the past couple of months, but you picked a great one today. Just by way of background, VTE is a common complication of malignancy. In most cases, thromboembolic events occur in a setting of a clinically evident malignancy. However, it's important to realize that some patients who present with VTE are found to have an occult malignancy at the time that the VTE occurs or months later, which is going to bring us to this poem in a minute. Despite a relatively high frequency of VTE in folks with cancer, it is important to remember that if you look at all patients with VTE, most of them do not have cancer. Nonetheless, clinically apparent VTE occurs in as many as 10% of patients with cancer. Autopsy findings, as you will probably guess, show that the rate is probably much higher. The 10% really is referring to clinically apparent cases. There are some cancers that are much more likely to result in VTE. A pancreatic cancer is one of those, and the incidence suggests that it's somewhere over 30% of patients with pancreatic cancer have clinically apparent VTE, and depending on the location of the cancer, it can go up as high as 50% if the tumor is in the body or the tail of the pancreas. So that is a reminder that tumor type is important, location is important, the stage of the cancer is important, and the time since the diagnosis all influence the VTE risk. So a patient presents with VTE. It often happens in our practice. The question is, how aggressive do we need to be about evaluating them for a malignancy? You've picked a paper from the New England Journal of Medicine, published in 2015, volume 373. It begins on page 697. Clinically, it attempts to ask the question, is routine CT scans of the abdomen and pelvis in patients with an initial unprovoked episode of VTE helpful? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, so this is a great study from the New England Journal, and probably the largest and best study to date that really, instead of just looking at what the yield is with different strategies, it actually compared two different strategies. And it was powered to find a moderate or large difference in cancers detected during the follow-up period. So they evaluated about 3,200 patients for eligibility at one of nine Canadian centers. They had to have a DVT or a PE and no known malignancy. 862 were ultimately agreed to participate and were randomized, and about 850 were included in the intention to treat analysis. So, you know, it was a well-designed study. The average age of patients was 53 years. About two-thirds had a DVT, about a third had a PE, and 12% actually had both. They were then they randomized them to get either a basic evaluation, and that included history and physical, basic blood testing, chest x-ray, a mammogram for women over 50, a pap test for sexually active women age 18 to 70, and prostate cancer screening for men over age 40. The alternative, they could have gotten that basic evaluation, or they got that basic evaluation plus CT of the abdomen and pelvis. And they excluded people who couldn't tolerate the CT, impaired renal function, couldn't, you know, allergic to contrast, that kind of thing. So what did they find? Overall, 33 patients had a new diagnosis of cancer during the first year of follow-up, so about 4%. So that's useful information there. People with an unprovoked episode of DVT or PE, so no clear risk factors like they were post-op, they just got off the plane from Mumbai, you know, unprovoked DVT or PE, about 4% will have a new diagnosis of cancer. There was no real difference, no significant difference between the two groups, though, in how many had a new diagnosis of cancer. The basic screening group, they found 14. The ones that also got a CT, they found 19. The time to a new diagnosis was, the average time was 4.2 months with the basic exam and 4.0 for those who also got a CT. So bottom line, adding a CT of the abdomen and pelvis doesn't appear to make a clinically important difference in terms of the number of patients that are diagnosed with cancer during the year following an unprovoked episode of DVT or PE.
Or if you do find them, how soon it is that...
Yeah, or how quickly it's detected. Yeah, so, you know, the... I think you also have to remember that, you know, CTs have radiation, and CT of the abdomen and pelvis in particular is something that has a significant radiation dose to some fairly radiosensitive tissue, more so in women than in men. But, you know, at an older age, you are less radiosensitive, but the estimates are still somewhere in the neighborhood of every 500 to 1,000 of these scans, you cause one cancer. So we have to keep that in mind as well.
And the other take-home message that you made, 33 patients, which is just about 4%, have a new diagnosis of cancer. It's a reminder that still it's relatively infrequent, and the vast majority of patients, at least within the first year, aren't going to have a diagnosis of cancer.
Yeah, we need to think about it. We need to do the basic stuff and, you know, take a good history and do the usual, you know, fairly straightforward things to look for cancer. But we don't have to go crazy, at least based on the results of this study.
We'll talk again next week. I think it's a common problem. That was a good study. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.